watching Michael Phelps at a bar in France. He just looks so wonderfully strong. And I'm not sure what's actually happened today, whether he's actually won a gold medal or not, or whether he's been in the same race as the French guy. But here's the sound of the bar. I'm watching the French television station at 11:05 at night. And it's silent. This is the music in the bar. But it's quite arresting, the TV. I'm drinking a glass of Lef. Oh, they've gone to the adverts. So that's the end of that, really, the Olympics. But earlier today, the French canoeist, Tony, won another gold medal. And I saw the French basketball team beat Argentina. So I'm coming away from France in the next few days with a very strong impression of how well France is doing in the Olympics, without any information about what the statistics are like. But it's all based upon watching TV late at night. You know, I could even now talk about Tony Parker and how good he is as a basketball player. I don't actually have any knowledge about basketball at all. Funny that, isn't it? Just waiting to see who's coming on now. Now I've got a French man and woman coming on. Not sure what sport we're talking about. They're showing the game that you throw the ball into the net, handball or something like that it's called. Funny old thing, the Olympics. I find the symbol, by the way, quite ugly. I love the rings, but I don't like all this stuff they've surrounded it with. We're just about to see, I think, there's the bar, there's the bell at the bar to say I'm available to, for you to come up here and buy more drink. Men's handball, that's it. Preliminaries, Group A, between France and Argentina. There we are. France winning 79. Only something like a few seconds left. There we are. There must be something very satisfying about throwing the ball full force into the net as opposed to kicking it or hitting it with a hurley. I think throwing it is quite a powerful experience. I'm watching a man playing pool, and a few minutes ago he was in a wheelchair, and now he's playing, and that's good. I'm not sure why I'm saying this. It's his business whether he wants to sit in a wheelchair or just get out, but it's interesting to see somebody shift from one situation to another. That's it, that's the last drop of the left I'm going to have tonight. So I'm just amusedly watching French television station. Here in the bar I'm watching people playing pool, and in front of me I'm watching fathers and sons moving around and thinking, well, let's go. This is very empty actually here. Very quiet evening. Yeah, time to say goodbye and one will I buy an ice cream before I go home? So if I have enough money, I think I'll go and get myself a little treat. Yeah, let's just go here and have a pick of what I've got to choose. I've got mint chocolate, I've got rum raisin, caramel burr sally. Oh, I like caramel, I really do. And chocolat blanc, chocolat noir. I hope not chocolate stuff, I'm not much interested in that. Pistachio, framboise, fruit de passion. Okay, here we go. I'm going to go again for another bit of this caramel. At one end of the counter, there's a young man making a pancake. And they've got crepe sucre for €2. And they've got crepe something else for €4 and something else for €3. So you've got something to suit all tastes. And I'm still waiting to see if I can get... Oh, Nutella. Yeah, big lady girl carrying it. My God, and right in front of me, in front of the Nutella, is a dodo. Yeah, one of those things that little children put in their mouth. I wonder what that's doing here.